A U.S. congressman wants to know why taxpayers are funding a migrant camp in Central America. It's Friday, August 18th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State. The Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Hey, thanks for starting the end of your week with the Texas Minute. The Texas State Library is severing ties with the American Library Association. Coming up, you'll find out why. But first, a math teacher in the Houston Independent School District is out on bond after being arrested for allegedly sending pictures of his genitals to two 14-year-old female students via Instagram. 27-year-old Abdurrahman Milani faces four felony charges. A parent of one of the victims notified the school in May. Investigators reportedly found communications with Milani on one of the girls' phones going back to December. Houston ISD said the teacher is currently on administrative leave. Potter County Republican Party Chairman Dan Rogers has announced that he will be a candidate for the House District 87 seat that's being vacated by Republican State Representative Four Price. Mr. Rogers is likely to face a crowded field in that GOP primary. Following revelations that the American Library Association's newest president is an outspoken Marxist, the Texas State Library and Archives Commission is reportedly severing ties with the group. The commission's taking action after being called on to do so by Republican State Representative Brian Harrison of Midlothian. Earlier this year, the ALA announced that Emily Dobransky would be its newest president. She's a self-proclaimed Marxist lesbian and a member of the Democratic Socialists of America. After winning the position, she participated in an interview with the openly socialist publication Red Fault. Her win was described by the publication as a huge inspiration to socialists, librarians, and socialist librarians. The Texas Minute will be right back.
Are Democrats stealing the Texas House? Texas Scorecard's new documentary, The Texas Heist, airs today. Follow along with Michael Quinn Sullivan as he visits with Texans who all say the same thing. Democrats run the show in the Texas House. Watch The Texas Heist now on YouTube, Roku, Apple TV, or go to texasscorecard.com.
As the U.S.-Mexico border continues to bear the onslaught of illegal border crossings, Republican U.S. Representative Chip Roy of Texas is asking the Biden administration for an accounting of taxpayer money spent housing migrants in Central America. Roy specifically wants the Department of Homeland Security to explain reports indicating that the federal government's been funding a temporary shelter and processing center for U.S.-bound migrants in Panama. In the past two fiscal years, more than 900 people have died attempting to cross the U.S.-Mexico border, a figure that Congressman Roy and others have pointed out doesn't include those who died after being encouraged to make the journey to the border. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at texasscorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Sidney Henry, Brandon Waltons, Aaron Anderson, and Thomas Warren. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.